restless. Put your weight against the door. Kick drum on the basement floor. Stranded in the fog of words. Living like the winter bird. On my head, the water pours. Gulf stream through the open door. Fly away, fly away. What you want.
With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Gnome City. And yeah, this is our time travel through Canadian indie rock. We started in the 90s, now we're in like the mid early 2000s, like 2008-ish. And yeah, that song was I Feel It All by Feist, the last name of the lovely Leslie Feist. And then before that, we had Brendan Canning, the song All the Best Wooden Toys Come from Germany. Before that was Do What You Can Do by the Constantines. And that trio, those are all people who were in Broken Social Scene at some point, which I'll be playing from later. They have something that came out, I think, earlier this month that I'm going to be playing more towards the end because we're going in a bit of a somewhat chronological order. But yeah, this was the end of the, like, earlier 2000s. Now we're gonna get more into like stuff like now, like the next song we have is from like 2025, and then we're just gonna keep going forward from there. I feel like the earlier stuff is a little bit more like hyper and dancey, and the new stuff, it's still like that, but I think it's mellowed out a lot more since. But yeah, it's really interesting thinking about indie as a genre because it's not necessarily about what the music sounds like. It's about how it's made. It's made, like, independently with normally not a label or maybe just a really small label. But for some reason, there is, like, a similarity between the sound. And I think it's just because, like, just the whole idea of making things for yourself, kind of, or from yourself, it kind of attracts people who make things that are more, like, dancey and fun and just, like, free-spirited. So I think it all makes a lot of sense that it comes together that way. But it's fascinating. But anyways, before we get into the second half of the show, of course, it's a halfway segment. And you know, it's time for Gnome News. Oh my god, where's my Gnome News music? She isn't playing right now. This is craziness. Let's try it from here. Oh, there we go. Now it's time for Gnome News. This week, the annual skateboard-a-thon brought plenty of explorers to stop their wanderings and join in on the festivities. Even the sage Council of Ants was there. And while they were telling a squirrel about what happens after death, Gnomezerg blasted through on his fire-powered skateboard and killed each one. Their dead bodies were arranged in letters that the gnomes deciphered, to read as it should be. However, when the squirrels translated it, it read, "The end is near." Very interesting. You never know which translation is right. Come see the ants. What do you think it says? Okay, that was the news this week. So yeah, next we're gonna get on some Highwood Atlas. This song called Amber's Going to Mars from their album June for Whales. I wonder, do you guys know what happens in June for Whales? What's the big deal? Maybe we'll find out.
Thank you. The Art of the Mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
Yes, you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Katie. We're on Gnome City. Time traveling through Canadian indie rock. The song that I just played was Wedding Party by They Say Stories, an Indigenous band from Calgary. Before that was Explosive Device by the Wesleys. And before that was the song Amber's Going to Mars by Highwood Atlas. And I discovered their album name, June for Whales. That's when the whales are just, they're just out. They're migrating up so we can see them when we're, I think, yeah, we can see them from Newfoundland apparently. Seems pretty awesome. But yeah, next we're going to be listening to the song Janine's by Long Branch. And if you listen to Gnome City, I've played so much stuff by Long Branch. I'm obsessed. I love just the moodiness of the voice. And like, you can almost hear her moodiness through the guitar as well. I'm not sure if she's the one playing guitar, but it's just like you can feel like it's so cohesive. Just the entire mood of every song. It all comes together so beautifully. And then after that, we're going to have Not Around Anymore by Broken Social Scene, which it's been haunting this entire episode. I've been talking about Broken Social Scene, everyone's in it, and now we're going to see who they really are. But yeah, this is a song that was released earlier this month. And then I'm not going to tell you anymore, because that's just spoilers. So let's just get straight into Janine's. Thank you. Yes, this is the awaited Broken Social Scene. They had a lot of really cool stuff back in the day, too, that I really like. Like, Lover's Spit is really beautiful. And, guys, I'm so sad because we're almost out of time. I guess I talked a little too much because indie rock is so awesome. But, yeah. So, I guess I'm just going to start announcing next program. Stick around, definitely, starting at 1. We have Connor coming in, who inspired this entire radio episode. Him on Department Uno. I don't know what he's going to be talking about, but I'm sure it'll be amazing. And the next up, we're going to be listening to an artist called Beatrice Deer, and she's a really incredible indigenous artist from Montreal. And she kind of, I think she coined the phrase, it's Innu Indie, so it's Inuit Indie music. And she does a lot of her songs based on Inuit stories, which she says are like, they're really dark, but they stick with you. And I think I really like how she speaks to that. And the song that I'm going to be playing is called The Fog. And it's a story about how a giant he's chasing this man who split the ground in half and revealed a river. And the giant is forced to drink all the water until he explodes. And that's how we have fog. But first I'm just going to play you a bit of The Loon and the Blind Boy. I think the introduction's cool. We have some really cool breath work, like throat singing. We can listen to this for a little bit. And then I'm just going to play The Fog. And so I'll say goodbye now. This has been Gnome City. I hope you enjoyed. And I'll see you next week for Listener Appreciation Week. And I'll just get here a bit early. I love you guys.
Did your mother say it? Ow! Ow! I hate it!
Good afternoon there, Radioland. How are you going? ¿Cómo estás? As Arturo would say. Welcome to Department Uno. It is